In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Southern Decadent Trap Up,
20-year-old coming out,
Armageddon.
All this and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast, 534.
Hey, all you bears!
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to some scrub there fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white. That's
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. We really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And this is episode 534, and it's a Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014.
Happy post-Labor Day.
Happy post-Labor Day. Are you wearing white?
Do you see me wearing white?
No, Ray's not wearing white.
No white shoes.
No white shoes. I don't have white. Oh, pair of white shoes either. So, how was your weekend, Ray, for Labor Day weekend?
For Labor Day weekend, it was pretty relaxed. I didn't do much. Stayed around home.
Staycation,
pretty much.
Did you watch any movies?
I watched Finnegan's Rainbow, which we found out a certain partner of mine went into labor during when she was watching it when it was originally showing in the movie theaters in 1969. So we watched that. It was okay. Other than that, we went out Sunday night and hit a couple of the bars in town. It was kind of dead. Mm-hmm. Ran into a few people that stayed in town. So, but
yes.
But everybody else was in New Orleans. Well, let's put it this way. All the real sluts were in New Orleans this weekend.
No, we're not sluts that much. So, yeah, last weekend.
That's not slutty.
That's not slutty.
That's not
this
slutty.
This is not slutty either. Let's wait for another picture. Those are slutty.
That's a slut.
Those are sluts. If you're watching the video or the video right now. Yeah, so actually, last weekend was Labor Day. It was Sudden Decadence in New Orleans, and that's why I was there. I was there Friday afternoon with Wayne and Canyon. We went there and stayed at my Mike's place, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, we got to eat at our usual places. Come to think of it, we always eat at our usual places.
Did you go have one of the Super Bowl boys?
Yeah. We went to Po' Boy Nazi. See? Yes, we went to Po' Boy Nazi on Burgundy and Domain. If you guys know that restaurant, that it's a grocery. We call it Po' Boy Nazi for some reason. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I heard that there's not much people in Houston.
Well, it's pretty slow.
You went out on Sunday.
So mm-hmm. It's just a nice quiet evening. So yeah. I wasn't too big on going out, but it happened. So I went with it.
So we went out Friday night to the block party at the Phoenix, and it was I think.
Speaking of sluts at Phoenix, mm-hmm. This whore.
It's gonorrhea.
Well, no, she's not a whore. She's a slut because she don't charge. But. I heard many a morning she was leaving when the sun was coming up from upstairs. I'm just saying, I'm sure her DNA is all over that place.
Oh, gross. So yeah, it was a fun-filled weekend at the Phoenix.
Yeah,
I didn't go upstairs. I just
right.
I did not go upstairs. Uh-huh. I behaved myself. So I was there, hung out at the block party.
Upstairs?
No, they didn't. No.
Did Canyon go upstairs?
No, he didn't.
Chicken.
He didn't. I don't know if they seen. Oh, the last time we were there, they got to see the maze. There's a maze now. They're upstairs. Uh-huh. I think you were there. No, did you go?
I don't think I've been up there to see the maze. Okay. So
yeah, it's exciting. It's pretty good. We didn't get to see Ed. You know Ed. Big Ed. We didn't get to see him and met. Oh, Kai and Rick. They were there too. So it's awesome to see them. And also Ed. There's a picture here somewhere. Oh, there's Ed on the right. And Kai and Michael in the middle. Yeah, it's pretty hot bear. Okay, so we were there. Checked out some restaurants. There's this new place called Stella. Not that new place. It's been there for a long time.
Stella!
Yeah, we ate there. And then Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Yes, yesterday, Monday morning. Yeah, we ate at the Oceana Grill, you know. Yeah. And, on the way there, we stopped by in Baton Rouge. I've never been to Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Never been, meaning never really stopped and drove around the city because I always drive through Baton Rouge, coming back, always drive through, but never went into the city. So we did. It's pretty sad. But then the food is great because we ate at this restaurant called Paran's. They have pretty good shrimp po' boy and turtle soup. They were serving turtle soup. Have you ever tried turtle soup?
No, before? I do not eat turtles.
No? Why not?
I'm not a turtle man.
Would you won't eat turtle? How about alligator? You would eat alligator?
I think I've eaten alligator before, yeah.
Okay. Snake? Would you eat the snake?
No.
Snake burger, no? Anyway, so it was just a fun-filled weekend. Some of the pictures here.
Paul's just waiting for a penis to fall out of the air and fall into his mouth.
Yeah, that's right. And we, of course, Sunday. It's also it's the parade. It's the Southern Decadence parade every 2 p.m. on Sunday, and we got to see the these costumes that you're seeing, all these shirtless bears and. I'll be posting a video. Oh, that's right. Oh, maybe we should tell the audience right now.
Maynard's going on vacation, so we have to put the show on hold for 2 weeks.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. Oh, right.
You won't give me the password to do one by myself. So.
Oh, I can help you make 2-1. So Ray's going to have a break. We're going to have a break for 2 weeks, actually, because I'll be I'll be out of town for a while.
He'll be out of the country for a while.
Mm-hmm. And... But I will. I do plan to post Sudden Decadence videos, so I'll do that. There's not going to be a show for Bear Radio Network or MP3. So, Devin, if you're listening, you won't hear from us for 2 weeks. Yeah. Okay.
It's called vacation.
It's called vacation. We need to take a break once in a while, right? That's right. Okay. So after that, I went to work today, only to leave again tomorrow.
That's right. You went in for one day. I'm back. Oh, let me clean out my 300 emails. Okay, see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be checking my email when I'm there because I'm just busy. I'm just very, very busy these days. Anyway, okay, so we have a
couple topics.
One is actually it's about Daniel Pierce comes out to his parents, and the family tells him to leave.
Yeah, and if y'all haven't seen the video, you can go on YouTube and watch it. Georgia, and what is it? Kid gets kicked out after meeting his gay. I think that was the title of the video. Yeah.
So what he did was probably just a summary because we watched it. We watched the video already, and it's just a very there are no people in the video because he was just recording on his phone.
Yeah,
via using the camera feature. But then the audio is pretty clear. You can hear the parents really saying that. We love you, but we cannot support you.
Yeah.
We support you, but we don't support what you do.
Which is one of those things we've talked about on the show a couple of times about when come out to your parents and stuff like that. And from the video, apparently his parents knew him for a while he was gay, but he never admitted it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he admitted it, they're like, get the hell out.
Yeah, that's when they're kicking him. And then, of course, he's telling them that he's been gay. It's not a choice. He's been gay all his life. But even the mother said, I've always known you're gay since you were young. So. Yeah, and he made the choice when he was young? I don't get it. I mean, you made this choice. No, you knew I was gay when I was young. So how could it be a choice? You know, so it's just sad. So he got physically assaulted.
Yeah, I think he got slapped or somebody knocked him down and pushed him around and stuff. It got a little rough.
Yeah, he's saying, what's wrong with you? No, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, but this is the other end of what happens on the spectrum. When your parents are opening and stuff, that okay, we know, we don't care, blah, blah, blah. This is that other end of the spectrum. So, but, 40% of homeless youth in America are gay. So, they do this and their parents kick them out. So... a lot of people applaud him for posting the video, so it raises awareness of gay youth and some of the issues they go through because they get kicked out because they're gay and their parents can't deal with it. Mm-hmm. But the good thing is Daniel's boyfriend set up a GoFundMe account to help him cover living expenses, and he's raised over $82,000. So hopefully that'll get him finished through college and get him a good start in life.
Oh, yeah. And he'll just laugh at his parents.
Oh, yes.
The ones who kicked him out.
Go crazy and blow it like some stupid.
Yeah. No, eyes are on you now, Daniel Pierce.
That's right.
If you blow it up, like use it for, I don't know, drugs or just partying and everything, shame on you if you do that. But this is how you will prove yourself now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So to Daniel Pierce, if you just have to prove yourself now.
That's right. Prove that you're an adult. Make the right choices.
Make the right choices now.
Because if I can live on $40,000 a year, that should get you through 2 years of life. That should get you through the rest of your college and take care of your needs for 2 years until you can get a job. Get on your own. So.
You know, it's just that I'm worried about kids who are like this. You know, sudden rush of money. I just hope he doesn't blow it away.
Yeah, that's the one thing about doing something like that. So
yeah,
because I know I'm 40 something and I still have issues managing money. So imagine what it is to be 20 years old and get $80,000 dropped in your lap. So hopefully he does a good thing.
Yeah.
But on a funny side note. Moving on to our next topic, Irish gay marriage brings Armageddon.
Oh, really?
It's another YouTube video. If you haven't seen this, a parody video about gay marriage has sparked a debate about the issue in the Republic of Ireland. Armageddon pokes fun at how Ireland will change if same-sex marriage is introduced. It was made by the gay rights group LGBT Noise and has been viewed over 200,000 times on YouTube. Civil partnerships have been available in the Republic of Ireland since 2011. The country is due to vote on same-sex marriage referendum next year. So the video is this married couple. They lock themselves in their house. They won't open the door for anybody. You know, it's set 2 years into the future. They said, you know, in 2015, we thought that the gays wouldn't be allowed to be married because there's only like six of them in Ireland. But apparently they had a lot of friends, so they come out and pass the referendum. And now gay marriage it just destroyed our culture, and we've locked ourselves in our house, and we don't go out. And then watch the video. It's very funny. It's a very funny spoof because the twist on the end of it is kind of hilarious. So it's these closed-minded people. It's basically showing these closed-minded people that lock themselves in and stop enjoying life because of this one little thing. So hopefully gay marriage does not bring Armageddon to Ireland or anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I think the way things are heating up here in the States, it's going to have to go back before the Supreme Court for them to finally make a decision because – one state's yes, one state's no, and they keep teeter-tottering back and forth on when they can do it, what they can do, stuff like that. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that in the next year.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so, you know, I just remembered something on Facebook. There was this somebody posted it. If gay marriage, it's a message to straight people.
Yeah.
If gay marriage can affect your life, then one of you is gay.
Yeah,
it just makes sense. At least one of you would be gay if it didn't, you know. Or
I believe everybody having their beliefs, and if people don't want to deal with it, then they should. Then they don't have to associate with gays. They can close themselves off and just not associate with it. But still, to me, it's one of those things that I think everybody deserves basic human rights, and the right to marry the person you love is a basic human right. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, yeah, I agree with that. So that's why I got married.
Congratulations to Phil and Bob for your nuptials in New Mexico.
Phil and Bob? I've met him before.
Yes, Phil, Empress Phil.
Oh, okay.
Emperor Bob.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, congratulations.
They got married in New Mexico.
Okay, so, all right, let's move on.
All right, entertainment. We're back to the top 20 list. This is the top 10 movies a must-see for the fall. So, and this is according to Yahoo. Number 10, Birdman, which will release October 17th, starring Michael Keaton, Edward Norton, and Emma Stone. Now, Alejandro González Iñárritu-Bergman. How do you say all
Iñárritu,
that?
Iñárritu.
All right, here's what he said. Birdman, art imitates life as Keaton, who plays a washed-up actor, Regan Thompson, best known for a feathered superhero from yesteryear, as he's attempting to stage a revival while fighting sanity-threatening delusions, family trouble, and Edward Norton. So they're saying that Michael Keaton...
This is a comedy.
It's a comedy thing, and they're saying that Michael Keaton might get an Oscar for this.
Oh, really?
They said that this is his comeback role.
Michael Keaton.
He's been around for a while. So.
I do remember him as. Batman. Batman. No, it's Birdman. No, I keep thinking Gene Wilder. Didn't Gene Wilder become a Condor Man? I don't know if you remember
Something
like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So this one's Birdman. This is not the Birdman, the cartoon.
I don't know. I can't remember.
But you remember the Birdman cartoon?
Yeah.
He kind of looks like, he talks like Space Ghost. His voice is like Space Ghost, but...
I don't think it's the same Birdman.
It's the same Birdman.
Okay. I think it might be based on a comic, but I'm not sure. So.
Okay. All right. Next is The Hunger Games: Mockingjay, Part 1. Really? They split it?
They got to milk that baby. Mockingjay got to produce some change.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Starring Jennifer Lawrence, Liam Hemsworth, and Josh Hutcherson. Julianne Moore. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Julianne Moore?
She's in this one, yep.
And Philip Seymour Hoffman when he was still alive. Or did they CGI him? I don't know.
I think they had they were done with filming by the 40.
Okay, so when we last left Katniss and crew, they'd escaped the Quarter Quell version of the Hunger Games and were rescued by Rebel Force led by residents of the supposedly empty District 13. Now it's time for Mockingjay led revolution and more Gale versus PETA action. It is true. I read the book and. Yeah, there's a lot more PETA versus Gale. And I don't know if you read it a long time ago, right?
No, I've never read the books. Robbie's read the books. And he's I read the books.
I didn't like the ending too much. Well, The Mockingjay, I don't know if you guys are going to like it, but go ahead and watch it, I guess. But I was disappointed when I was reading it. Maybe I'm just... jaded, I'm not sure.
Well, it's like the Divergent books. People say they're kind of, they're not happy about those. So. Anyway.
Wait, one more. Jennifer Lawrence. Did you read about what happened to Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
Nude pictures?
Here's the deal, folks. If you take nude pictures and you don't want them to get published, don't take them because they get out. I hear people saying, I saw nudes of you floating around on whatever the other day.
They take pictures and I think what happened was it was a leak on the photo stream. I guess it is through Apple. The way Wayne posts his picture, sometimes he shares it on an album, Apple. So it becomes available. It's kind of like the sex tape that was starring what's his name, Cameron Diaz. It came out some time ago. So if you take a picture or a video. And photo stream, somehow it gets to your photo stream or your cloud, on your iCloud, and somehow people got through it. So, anyway, it's illegal.
Well, you know, last weekend, one of the little boy band guys actually released a picture of himself naked because there's a little short video of him, and he pulls his underwear, and he's got a nice little dick on him. But he said, yep, that's me. And I was like, wow. I said, he's just putting it out there for the girls, boys, whichever he's after. So
they're saying that if you have this picture, it's illegal to have this picture of Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, here the deal is, if you don't want your shit out there, don't put it out there, basically.
So, I mean, the FBI is involved.
I mean, somebody hacked accounts to get into this stuff.
Yeah, so
don't. There was a whole bunch of them that got it, so.
Yeah. But anyway. I don't know if our audience are watching, or like Jennifer Lawrence, anyway. Yeah,
so. Anyway, Foxcatcher. It was number 8, release date November 14th, starring Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, and Mark Ruffalo. Okay, I might have to go see this, even though Steve Carell's in it.
You don't like Steve Carell?
I don't like Steve Carell.
But you want Channing Tatum.
Tatum and Mark Ruffalo. I like them.
Okay.
The Office alum dons a Nicole Kidman in the hours like schnoz to play John DuPont, oddball scion of the DuPont fortune and Olympic wrestling aficionado, who brings renowned wrestling brothers Mark and Dave Schultz, Channing Tatum and Mark Ruffalo, into his rare field air, a move that has tragic, if it awards friendly, consequences. Carell never got an Emmy for playing Scranton's own Michael Scott, but he might soon be getting an ode to his EGOT hopes.
Interesting.
So,
well, I like Steve Carell at some point.
Yeah.
You don't like him too much? No,
it was too much like Jim Carrey for me, and I don't like either one of them. So,
Okay. So next, Into the Woods on Christmas Day. Yeah. So it features starring Meryl Streep. Emily Blunt, Anna Kendrick, and Johnny Depp. They put Johnny Depp in the end. Usually he's just in the front. Oh, he's got Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep's got more Oscars than he does.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he might just have a small role. I don't know what he's doing in this one.
All right, so Stephen Sondheim's fairy tale mashup musical is getting the big screen treatment with an A-list cast. Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Rapunzel, and Jack of Beanstalk fame are among the main characters who come together in the woods and clash with the requisite witch, Meryl Streep. Fans of the stage version know to expect the laughs at the beginning, but anticipate a darker, more poignant second half.
Yeah. So, and if you've seen it, the previews of it in the movie theater, it looks pretty good. So, and I'm a big fan of the musical. So, it was big when I went to college. And
just, which one, Stephen Sondheim's? Oh, In the Woods. Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the.
I thought it was titled differently.
It's the movie version of the musical, Maynard.
Really.
Really.
So is this a musical? I guess.
Yes, it is a musical.
Oh my God!
For a bunch of people born in the '80s, it was a big musical back then. So.
This is gay.
So, anyway, Inherent Vice release date December 12th, starring Joaquin Phoenix, Josh Brolin, and Reese Witherspoon. What could go wrong with a stoner detective movie set in Hollywood at the end of the psychedelic '60s, starring mysterious award-winning actor Joaquin Phoenix, helmed by the mysterious award-winning director Paul Thomas Anderson, adapted from a book by mysterious award-winning author Thomas Pynchon. Throw Reese Witherspoon, Josh Brolin, and Benicio del Toro into this sticky, icky mix, and you got yourself all the makings of a dude-worthy caper. And one the director is keeping under wraps until September, when Vice will premiere in the New York Film Festival.
So Joaquin Phoenix is back in the movie industry again.
Yep.
You know, remember that time after he did that hippie thing? Did you ever remember that? After him doing the Walk the Line.
Yeah.
He did that with Reese Witherspoon. And then he went to a hiatus and then grew his hair long, grew his beard. You can't even recognize him and everything. And he was kind of obnoxious, trying to have this persona. I couldn't understand it.
All right.
But then he cut it off and did Her. H-E-R. He did Her.
He did her.
Did you watch Her?
Not yet. It's actually on demand now, so I thought I'd watch it.
Okay. You should watch Her. It's interesting, and you could see how he acted on it. So it's pretty interesting. Okay. So next is...
Number five
is Dear White People.
Why are you so racist?
It's so racist. Tyler James Williams, Tessa Thompson, and Dennis Haysbert.
Comes out October 17th.
So Justin Simmons, Justin Simmons' directorial debut began as a concept trailer, then that went viral. With the internet success allowing the young filmmaker to get the actual movie financed, Dear White People secured a slot at the Sundance and earned strong reviews there, as well as comparisons to the early, how do you say this,
of
Spike Lee. So the comedy follows a group of black students at an Ivy League college ready to put the proverbial smackdown when a mostly white fraternity announces an African-American themed house party. Now that...
It almost sounds like something the Wayans brothers would do, but
yeah,
it sounds
it's like White Chicks,
yeah,
type.
So, but it should be interesting. Number four, Wild, release date December 5th, starring Reese Witherspoon, Laura Dern, and Gabby Hoffman.
Reese Witherspoon again?
Yep. The Oprah-approved best-selling Cheryl Strayed serves as Reese Witherspoon's big comeback vehicle, with the Oscar-winning actress reenacting the author's seemingly self-destructive but ultimately self-empowering hike along the 26,000-mile Pacific Crest Trail. Don't worry about
2,600.
Huh? Mm-hmm. 2,600.
That's too much. Yeah. Okay.
Pacific, don't worry about the 127-hour style spontaneous surges here. The Witherspoon does share James Franco's penchant for his Your Lifestyle flashbacks as the remnants of her failed marriage and the death of her mother. So,
Wild release. Reese Witherspoon. Okay. She's busy. Okay. Interstellar, the number three. Of course. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, comes out November 7th. This is the big movie.
Really? It's really good?
Yeah.
So Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, and what's her name? Was it Jodie Foster? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. It's not Contact.
Yeah.
Contact, is that right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so one of fall's anticipated films, Christopher Nolan's latest, is also the one most shrouded in mystery. Plot details have been sparse, although a recent trailer and a surprise appearance by the Dark Knight trilogy director and his star, Matthew McConaughey, at Comic-Con. Really? Did this Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Shed a little bit more light on the sci-fi epic. We know that something catastrophic happens on Earth, as usual, forcing McConaughey's family to go to a Bruce Willis in Armageddon-esque voyage to the stars to save the planet. With themes like love is the one thing that transcends time and space, Nolan's saga, if all falls into place, could be the rare action blockbuster that will be will have you cheering and sobbing. Okay, so Interstellar. So, is this similar to like Family Robinson or something like that?
I don't know. Yeah. Nobody knows. I think all the stuff you've been seeing previews in the theaters are just maybe the first part of the movie, and there's this whole back end of it they haven't even shown yet. This is going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Because, you know, Nolan usually does some pretty good stuff. So I'm waiting for it to see what happens. Because I think in the theaters, you see all the stuff of Earth falling apart, people trying to grow crops, dust storms, all fires, all this kind of natural disaster stuff going on. And then at the very end of the clip, they show him going up in a spaceship and creating a wormhole and going through a warp. Into warp, so, and that's where it leaves it. But I think that part that you see in the trailer is just the very first part of the movie, and there's this whole other part of it that we haven't seen that's going to probably blow people away. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Number two, Whiplash, release date October 10th, and it's limited. Starring Miles Teller, J.K. Simmons, and Paul Reiser.
Gene Simmons? J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. Prepare for the most intense movie you've ever seen about music school. Damon Chazelle's pulsating drama falls on aspiring jazz drummer Miles Teller, enrolled at a prestigious New York Music Conservatory, who will stop at nothing to become one of the greats. And that means surviving the tutelage of the school's renowned but cutthroat and conniving conductor, J.K. Simmons. The film scored a rare sweep at Sundance, winning both the audience and jury awards for best drama, and will likely continue to drum up awards attention through the spring, with Teller and Simmons both likely Oscar contenders. So it sounds like a good movie. It's probably one of those that most people won't go see, but it's going to probably win Oscars.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, who wants to go see somebody being a cutthroat music school? So
it's called Whiplash.
Whiplash. Mm. So.
Okay, the last one, number one, Gone Girl. It's on October 3rd. Coming out on October 3rd. Starring Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike, and Neil Patrick Harris. Now, we had to watch this. It's got the NPH.
Well, I want to watch this anyhow. The previews look incredible because it's based on a book.
Okay. So if you read the best-selling mystery by Gillian Flynn, you just thought about the book, you're probably as curious as we are about how all the twists will transfer to the big screen. And if you're one of the few left who haven't read the 2012 book and have managed to avoid spoilers, thus far you have just under two more months to hold out. I guess I have to read it. Did you read this?
No, I've not read it. But it looks like one of those movies that twist and turns, and did he do it? Didn't he do it? Did somebody else do it? Mm-hmm. Is he making it look like somebody else did it, or somebody framing it? It's one of those weird movies. So, okay.
So Ben Affleck stars as Nick Dunn, a simultaneously smug and sympathetic husband who finds himself the main suspect after the disappearance of his wife, Amy Rosamund Pike. This is Fincher's second adaptation of a hit novel in a row, following 2011's The Girl with the dragon tattoo. Oh, he wrote that. Okay.
No, he did not write that. He brought it.
Oh, it's just...
He made the American version.
He made the American version.
The European version is much better.
But this time, the script was written by the author herself. The two have been coy about how much has changed from book to movie. That always happens.
Yeah.
You lose a lot. And Fincher recently gave Entertainment Weekly an explanation that was even more befuddling. What has changed about the third act, he said, is everything and nothing. Oh, very revealing. That kind of mind-bending explanation feels like it could have been pulled from the book, making us more excited to see the film. So, okay, Gone Girl.
It's predicted to be the number one movie of the fall. So.
Really? Yeah. Gone Girl? That's...
The previews look incredible. I mean, Ben Affleck looks like he's just like this poor dude. His wife disappears, and they show the things where they were having problems, and they look like he's been framing him. So, anyway.
So, this is more it's not really sci-fi. It's really...
No, Gone Girl is a murder mystery.
It's a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay, wait for it. So those are our entertainment news.
Yep.
So, okay, everyone, if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you'd like to leave us a voice message, you can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us and leave us a voice message when we play it on the show. Just say hi. Yes. Comment on some of our posts.
And subscribe via iTunes. And Vimeo on YouTube, and follow us on Stitcher Radio. You can listen to us on Stitcher Radio or on the Bear Radio Network. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. We'll catch you guys next week. And wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Southern Decadence wrap up. See, you...